News Radio 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at KTSMradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It's that history show on KTSM. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. It's hot.
It is, but we got...
It's just hot.
They leave the air conditioning on in here, at least.
Yeah, at least this time, yeah. Last year, we had the air go out right in the middle of a heat wave, too.
Well, and it was a fan time. And,
yes. Just the fans that listen to us.
No, the whole issue. Anyway, it's the radio show you've been looking for on El Paso History. Today is no different. We do say Texas history begins in El Paso, and you know why.
Why?
Because it does.
Oh, okay.
That's a good reason, huh?
That's a good one. Just because we said.
So we got KTSM AM 690, as we always do and always have, but...
You can go to KTSMradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link, and you can listen all over the planet.
All right, not doing trivia. In fact, we're not even going to take phone calls today. We've loaded up all our phone lines with our guests.
But.
That's the way it goes.
But you can still be a winner. It's the Mission Del Rey weekly $20 radio show giveaway time. And for the first 5 listeners each week who go online to shop at MissionDelRay.com, will get a coupon for $20 off their online order. And they just simply type in the word history in the coupon code during your checkout, and you're going to get an additional $20 on the $20 minimum buy you must do.
I'll talk further about it. I went out there last week, and it's bigger.
Yeah.
They've doubled it.
I can't wait to get over there.
Oh, it's really nice. So we'll get some of that detail here. The history moment is, you got one.
Yes,
a cigar.
Yeah, well, no, it's not. How did you take out of that whole story the cigar?
It ended and began with the cigar.
Well, I know, but the main story is in the center, and it's a tall tale told by, we were going to talk about this last week, but I already had the 4th of July history
moment. But here
moment.
It comes on.
Yeah, it was about Judge Roy Bean's courtroom. Okay, it was pretty funny. It was in the El Paso Times, thanks to Bernie.
Oh, well, now, see,
Bernie
found
that one for
that
me.
That makes it real there. Okay, Pepe and Lorena are now on vacation, so Pepe's is closed today, but they'll be open? When? You're lying.
Oh, I'm sorry. The 21st of July. I put my script away.
No, don't
July,
do that.
I know. I was done with that page. No, July 21st, they'll be back. So in the meantime, you've got all these great places. You're going to the Riviera today. I'm not sure if we're going to make it or not.
Well, Patricia decided to make a Riviera event happen. That's on Donovan.
It's a nice place. But that's our favorite breakfast place. So you know, usually see us on Sundays there. So.
They got tacos over there. Yeah. We'll show up at Riviera.
Good food. Good food. Good
anyway.
And they go over there and buy food at Pepe's.
Do they
the
really?
Owner does, yes.
Oh, hi. Don't tell anybody that. No, tell everybody that. Well, Pepe's will be back on the 21st, like you said. Okay, today's the history stuff we're doing. We're going to review the 12 Travelers Monument Project. And we had board members on the radio today. Kenna Ramirez. Good morning, Kenna. How's the world? Oh, no, Kenna. What happened to Kenna?
Kenna, come back.
I lost Kenna right away. Kenna, you're going to have to call me back. Sorry about that.
No.
All right, let's start with somebody else here. In that case... It wasn't Kenna, was it? Kenna, call us back, Kenna. All right, let's
go
to the next
Kenna.
One. Next one will be, is this Kenna? Let's try you. Are you Kenna?
Oh, no.
I'm striking out here, all these people. Okay, now we can't have that kind of day going on.
Well, Kenna's the president of the 12 Travelers.
Yes, she is.
Association, so
I'm going to answer this. I'm going to answer this call on the air. Is this Kenna?
I'm back.
There she is.
There you go. Sorry about that, Chief. That was my fault. I told you guys to call back as soon as I screwed it up. And we got here this one here. Is this Jody?
Here, Jody's here.
Hi, Jody.
Okay, if I get
We're
this right.
We're sitting around a dining.
I'm back.
Oh, good. Yeah, Kenna's there. And we got one more to put on here, and that would be Nancy Howell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay,
morning, Nancy.
We've got 3 board members, 1 president, and Kenna Ramirez. You are the president of the 12 Travelers,
yes.
The full name
is... Yes, I am.
12 Travelers.
And I want to start this morning by thanking Jackson and Melissa for doing this for us.
Oh, sure.
And you are talking about Pepe's, and it's one of my favorite places to drink a margarita.
Oh,
I forgot to say that.
Well, do you know... Do you
the
know
one and only?
It's the one and only margarita. And do you realize that that restaurant is sitting on what used to be the Camino Real, literally?
Oh, really?
Think about it. You got the railroad tracks right behind you. Behind that's the river. And that would have been exactly where Don Juan drove his horse. Right up that...
Wow.
Right up that space there. So, but Kenna, I want to thank you all for joining us. The reason that, that it's important to talk about the 12 Travelers, to me, this is one of the longest-running, most interesting history projects in El Paso. And I know either you or Jody has some of the history of that. And I think Nancy's going to comment again, maybe more second hour, but for sure now if you like, on one of the new monuments coming, Benito Juarez. But I wanted to get to the history.
I want to start, if you allow me, to tell you about our mission statement. And we can you can take it from there.
Okay.
Let me tell you that our mission statement is to celebrate our region's rich history with monumental bronze statues commemorating the diverse men and women who traveled through the Paso of the North over the past five centuries. And in Spanish, is celebrar la riqueza histórica de nuestra región mediante estatuas monumentales de bronce que nos recuerdan a todos los viajeros, hombres y mujeres, quienes han transitado por el Paso del Norte desde hace 500 años. How do you like those apples?
I think you do Spanish and English much better than I do English.
Yes.
I can't do both. I've always thought somebody who could do both of those was a genius. So you get the genius title this morning. But the thing is...
Oh, thank you.
Well, sure. But I mean, I grew up with kids in grade school. I look around and on the playground they're speaking Spanish. And in class they had to talk English. I'm thinking, that kid's a genius. How does he do that?
English is tough for me.
I can't even say much. I know what I'm being sworn at, but we're not going to go there. Okay, but the thing is, Kenna, as the president of the 12 Travelers Memorial, then that's the full name I was going to ask you, the 12 Travelers Memorial...
Of the Southwest.
Of the Southwest. Okay. That maybe Jody, you'll address this. That was begun by John Hauser. When?
Well, it was really begun... It was really begun by Tom Lee, our world-renowned author and artist from El Paso. He, in 1947, he highlighted important historical figures of our region with an illustrated book and a calendar. And then he met John Hauser, and he gave John his total support to further develop the concept by placing monumental bronze monuments in downtown El Paso, highlighting our rich history. So he gave John his blessing, and then the city also hired or contracted with John to do these 12 monuments for downtown El Paso.
Well, the thing about
that's how it all started.
Tom Lee did his thing. I think it was placemats at the St. Regis Hotel by request of the owner, something like that.
That's great. Yeah, and then I guess a book and a calendar. So,
well, somebody said,
that was what,
okay, you got 12 travelers here, and he did it because he had 12 months of the year. That's how that came about. And so he was changing out the placemats. I think it was placemats or menus every month. And so Tom Lee did another illustration, went on all the menus or whatever. And then that became a thing, and that became sort of a, well, look at all these important people. And Tom picked some very interesting people. John Hauser came along several decades later, and picked up the project with, as you say, Tom's blessing. And what John did to me was just monumental in scope and vision, because the man was an amazing artist, he was an amazing sculptor, and he had an amazing history. And as you may recall, I say the story if you wish, but he grew up at the foot of Gutzon Borglum in Mount Rushmore. His dad was an assistant to Mount Rushmore Sculpting.
That's right. So he always thought big.
He did.
Big, big, big.
And so
John, when he talked to Tom Lee, he said, you know, is it all right if I choose different figures? And Tom said, oh, sure, you know, I just chose 12, but you do whatever you want. And so John wanted cultural diversity and race. He wanted women, men, blacks, Hispanics,
Well, you have
Native Americans.
You have a bunch of people coming up. We'll talk about the new list that you're going to have after the current ones. But Kenny, you went down to see John's work in Mexico City, did you not?
Yes, that's correct. When Carlos was mayor, I think, I'm almost sure that we were the only ones that went to his warehouse in Mexico City when he was working there. Carlos was mayor, and he wanted to go and take a look at what John and Ethan were doing. And it was just amazing to go in there and look at the warehouse and look at the work that he was doing. And from there, John started sending pictures to the city council of the progress of the work that he was doing. So, you know, that's what my first touch with John and Ethan. So that's why I'm so delighted to now see the continue of the legacy.
Oh, yeah. And what you saw down there was John Hauser putting up a very large wire mesh. In fact, we have a clip of John we're going to play in a bit, how he explains how it got so big. Because it turned out to be the largest equestrian statue in the planet. Am I right, Jody?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
And Jody, I know you went.
Magnificent work of art.
You went down to Mexico City to see his stuff, didn't you?
I never got to, sadly.
Oh, I thought you did.
I always wanted to. I never made it.
You went to his foundry up in Rio Doso, though, right?
I went to Shidoni and then also
Santa Fe area. Yeah,
and then also Eagle Bronze in Lander, Wyoming, where it was finally assembled to be put in El Paso.
Well, it was an incredible process, and he referred to it as the lost wax process, which would take about a half an hour to explain. And I don't think we're going to go through that today. But I'm just curious on the scope of what he did. I know that, Nancy, how you've joined this recently, but did you notice what was going on? I know you were busy being a principal of a school, I think, weren't you?
Yes, but I have followed the progress of the 12 travelers since I moved back to El Paso in 1985. So, you know, I was always supportive of the mission, but it wasn't until I saw a maquette of Benito Juarez that I thought, you know, I really want to be a part of this.
Are you a native El Pasoan?
Yes, I am.
So you've seen a lot of stuff in El Paso history. And I'll bet if you went to school here, you weren't taught much of it, were you?
No.
That's sad.
Actually, you're right. No, and our history is so rich and just significant that I think that it's wonderful that we're paying much more attention to it now. And we value the treasure that we have here in El Paso.
Well, the 12 Travelers is one of the best ways going at the moment, besides this radio show, to learn about the history in El Paso. And we're doing what we can. We've been doing television. I have for years doing documentaries. And most recently, we put a whole bunch of stuff on ABC7, little clips of things that Bernie Sargent was the guy with the cowboy hat telling you the story. And so doing what we can, but I went to public school here. I was born here. And I went 0 through 13 years of school here. And I was amazed when I got out and came back, like, look at all what happened and nobody told me. So when I went to D.C. for 27 years, came back. And when I came back, I decided somebody needs to tell the story of El Paso. So I began one documentary at a time. Now, Jody, you are in a military family named Polk. Correct?
Yes, we've got to be related somehow.
Well, we're cousins back there somewhere. But did you live a lot of your life in El Paso? Were you born here?
No, I was born in Junction City, Kansas. I'm an Army brat. I've lived all over the world, actually, and this is my favorite place, El Paso. That even beats Paris.
Oh, but you see, that's just it. You have a choice, and you've had the experience, and you like it here.
She adopted El Paso.
All right, Kenna, where'd you come?
I wouldn't live anywhere else. It's a fabulous city, fabulous people, and fabulous history, which has always thrilled me also.
Kenna, what years were your husband, was your husband the mayor?
He became mayor in 1997 to 2001, and then that's when President Bush gave him the appointment to be the IBWC commissioner
until
2004.
Where were you from originally?
Well, I was born in Mexico, but I 10, 12 pastors as soon as I could.
So, good for you. Well,
yes.
Well, so you've seen a lot of the history, you've heard a lot of the history, but you also likely did not learn it in school.
No, I did not. But like I said, I was always involved in El Paso, in the community, and Carlos became involved in politics in 1991, helping Bill Gilney. And as a matter of fact, Bill says hi to you.
Oh, good.
I stay in touch with him. He lives in Houston. And as you know, Bill signed the first contract with John Hauser in 1992.
Yes. And see, that's why it goes way back with John Hauser. He was the visionary that showed up and said, nobody's doing this history. Let's put some monuments all over downtown. And I remember he originally wanted some big ones. He's got Friar Garcia right now down there at Pioneer Plaza. And
exactly.
That's in front of the Mills Building and now the new Pioneer, the new Plaza Hotel. But he wanted to put Don Juan de Oñate in front of the other hotel across the street. And remember that, Jody?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. I remember that. That was not possible.
Well, no, it would be on top of a parking garage. It had
well, yeah,
right.
Now.
Anyway, but
it
the thing
would have taken away 3 parking spaces or something.
Oh, so. Well. but see, El Paso, that's where the history is concentrated there. That was John's vision. And now we ended up with the equestrian out at the airport. We'll talk more about it. And you got Friar Garcia right there. And where else the equestrian?
Yeah.
And then your third one? Your third one?
Well, and the third one, Susan McGoffin, and the Keystone Heritage Park.
Right.
So those are the 3 we have, and then Benito Juarez is the 4th that we're working on to be placed at the Chamizal. It's all set up that it will go there.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Nancy will tell you that later.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to. Well, I'm expecting Ethan Hauser to join us in hour 2, and he'll talk some about that monument as well. We need to take.
If we talk about Susan McGoffin, Melissa, would you like to contribute a little bit about her? Because she is so also magnificent. I just love Susan McGoffin. Could you tell us a little bit about her in Keystone Heritage Park?
I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
little
I can if you
well,
want.
Time out, ladies. We got to take a break here. And the thing is, when Melissa and Jody can explain Susan McGoffin, because that's another unusual traveler
yes,
of the
really
past.
Nice place.
And
yes.
We know where it is. It's in Keystone.
That's right.
All
Keystone
right,
Heritage Park.
Y'all stay on hold here. We're going to take a break here. And if anybody would like to comment, we'll take your call. But not today on the phone. We'll take your information.
You can Facebook us.
Facebook us
at
there.
The El Paso History Radio Show, or you can also email us at. I forgot the email.
No, just do Facebook for now.
Yeah, just Facebook for now. We're working on an email. So.
All right, we'll take a break here and come back. Y'all don't go away. Stay back. Back in just a moment.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession. And he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo emergency weather band radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We do want you to hit the like button on our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. And also, we have a YouTube channel, and it's called youtube.com/El Paso History TV. We've got 20 segments up there that we put on ABC7, last four of them on Fridays in June, 5 and 10 p.m. newscasts of ABC7, Bernie Sargent reporting. And we did the Camino Real and the Juarez Guadalupe Mission. And I want to thank ABC7. They did a fabulous job of putting those on the air. But we did a pretty good job of shooting them, too, because we had drone footage of the all four of those missions. Three missions.
Three of the missions.
And a Presidio
and
Chapel.
Presidio,
and that's
yes.
The difference. It's San Elizario is a Presidio Chapel. But the third one in our normal group of Isleta, Socorro, and then where's the other one's in Juarez. And that's the original. So those are all on YouTube at El Paso History TV. Also, new subscribers down there, AKJ Productions, The Slim Picker. These are people last week.
Yeah.
Pepe Castejon, Castejon, C-A-S-T-J-O-N, Castejon.
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 That guy.
Castejon.
Sergio Chacon and Ashley Alvarez. They've all joined us up there. Anyway, a lot of interesting stuff going on there, and check it out.
That's cool. Oh, Jim Tolbert is planning for a nice fall 2020 schedule of hikes and outdoor adventures that start in September, and he's looking for interesting mountain tours and hikes and field trips to be included in his schedule. So if you have one in mind, give Jim a call at 915-525-7364, or you can go to their website, celeb, which is CELEMTNS.org, and you can see the schedule and also put in if you have an interesting tour you'd like to give.
Call up and say, I want to talk to Diego.
Yes, the boss.
That's his middle name, apparently.
Yes, I know, the boss.
All right, we got the crowd in here from the 12 Travelers. Andrew, put them back on the radio if you don't mind here. By the way, thank you, Andrew J. Polk in the control room. He does his hour show from 9 to 10, sits there politely, and does our show from 10 to noon.
Busy
so
man.
Thank you kindly for in there. But we have Kenna Ramirez in there, Jody Schwartz, and Nancy Howell on the air. And I want to talk a moment, and we're going to, after the next break, which is coming shortly, we're going to play a clip from John Houser. But the thing what John was really into was the hard work he did. It was amazing what he did from Mexico City. Now, Kenny, you went down there. When you saw it, what was the status of the monument?
He was just beginning. He was on the first stages. And so he had chosen Mexico City, and he had a large warehouse. It was huge, you know. And so it was just the beginning of his work, actually.
What he did was he picked a warehouse as big as he could get it. But he made clear in one of the interviews, if he put the tail on, the horse would not have fit in the space. So he couldn't put the tail on initially, and he cleared the nose of the horse and the rump of the horse by 2 inches on each side in that space. And that's a huge space, and that turned out to be a huge monument. And
yes.
I think he was very proud of the size of that monument. Jody, you were there back when he was cooking this all up. What are your thoughts?
Well, Ethan was right by his father's side the whole way for all three of these monuments, and they had a hard time down there. It was a tight studio, and it never really had a whole roof, so sandstorms would blow through it. birds would fly through it. It was, you know, a very rustic situation that they were in, and they persevered and made this incredible work of art that our city, I know, is so proud of.
Well, they lived there too, didn't they?
Part of the time he had a little, they lived in an apartment close by, but some of the time they lived in this little tiny, you know, room at the bottom of this huge horse, you know, to work hard and not waste time driving back and forth to their apartment.
It's amazing, that story. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take one more break, and then we'll have another long segment. And what, at the beginning, we'll play a clip of John. You'll be kind of interested to hear John again. What a guy. So, and when did he pass away, Jody?
2 years ago in January. I guess 2018. I love a quote that he once said that I wrote down. It was like, El Paso may have more history per square inch than the entire state of Texas.
Yes.
And that's true. Maybe the whole United States, actually.
Well, he's correct, but also we were first in Texas with the history.
Yeah, we were.
And that's our slogan from here. All right, Jody Schwartz, let's put yourself on hold again here. And we have Nancy Howe and Kenna Ramirez. Take a quick break, come back for a longer segment. And Facebook is active.
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of. My computer is acting really odd with me
But
today.
How many people have seen our promo there today?
5,297, I think, was the
5,295. That's 95. How many people have seen the promo for today's show on Facebook. That'd be a big deal here. All right, Andrew, get ready. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay. Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
If you want to get your business on the radio and you don't need help from a professional, you really need to check out iHeartAdBuilder.com. Not only is it extremely affordable, online, customizable, and heard by 9 out of 10 Americans every month, it's just so easy. You can even make your own radio ad all from your smartphone, wherever you are. Click, listen, approve, and get your ad on air. Get started today at iHeartAdBuilder.com. That's iHeartAdBuilder.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-226-1818. That's 800-226-1818. 800-226-1818. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, back with you here, Patrick Tuttle Real Estate. By the way, I am selling a house through Patrick Tuttle. However, if you call me, I get a commission.
Ah.
Or email me because the phones are busy. jpolk at ephistory.com. Talk to me and I'll make a deal.
Yeah, you're going in a new job here, real estate agent.
Just one time. Otherwise, Patrick is fabulous. He's a great real estate agent.
Simply fabulous.
And 588-1850 for him. What do you got? You got the
Mission. Well, Mission Del Rey, wanted to talk about them really quick. You know, their mission is, or their merchandise is available on missiondelrey.com, and you can look at their extensive online catalog, get your gifts and decor items shipped to you or anywhere in the world, or you can go by and pick them up by appointment. And that's at missiondelrey.com.
Check them out. They're pretty good people there. All right, back to our life here with the 12 travelers. We've got Kenna Ramirez, president of the organization here, Jody Schwartz and Nancy Howell, board members. And we're expecting Ethan Hauser to join us on the phone for the second hour. But I wanted to talk to y'all briefly about John. I think most of us knew him, and his dedication was just amazing. Jody, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with that totally. And he was a real Renaissance man. He was very, not only a great sculptor, he was a great writer and a great artist. And we were very lucky to have him in our midst for so many years and come up with this wonderful idea to teach our citizens and visitors of El Paso of our rich history through these beautiful bronze monuments over life size.
Kenna, what'd you think of him?
You know, on the clip that you're going to play, he talks about imagination. And I was on a board and our chair had printed on the wall a quote by Albert Einstein, and it says, imagination is everything. It is the preview of life coming attractions. And that is what John Hauser means to me. He had such an incredible imagination. If you see his work of art, I mean, it just takes you to another dimension in life, and it makes you feel the emotion of everything he created. So that's what John and Ethan's work means to me.
Great introduction. You know, that's a great introduction, Kenna. Here he is.
Good morning, John Hauser. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys?
You coming in loud and clear from where are you, Albuquerque?
I'm in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, all right. Well, we've had a bit of a discussion about your artwork down here, and I was hoping at some point to actually focus a little bit on the artwork itself. Bring us forward about how you actually built this thing. And you did it first, what, a small maquette? Is that how you started?
I did one that was first about 5 or 6 inches high.
Oh, okay.
And I would put it on the table, and then I would lie down on the floor and look up at it and try to imagine it, that it was like 35, 40 feet high.
How'd that compare to what you got?
So I was stimulating my imagination. But that's sort of the germ of the way this thing started. I did one that was about 33 inches high that people have seen. In fact, there's one out at the airport, or there was. And then we create sort of a third-dimensional grid structure around it. So we can take measurements and then multiply them by, in this case, a factor of 13 to find out what these distances would be on the full-scale model. And then you have to. Then we made cross sections for each of about 70 or 80 different cross sections on the little small model. And then we projected those up to get them to the right side. And then each of these cross sections had to be reconstructed in rebar. And then each of these 70 or 80 rebar cross sections had to be placed one above the other in proper relation on I-beams of steel.
And this is when it got really, really big at this point?
This is building the armature, just so we can start to begin, just so we can begin to do some of the modeling. So anyway, once you get the big armature built in steel like that, then you have to cover it. And the way we did that, we covered it with, we bought burlap at one of the markets there, burlap sacks, and we cut those up. These burlap sacks, by the way, had been used to transport chilies. And we found out that the chili dust in there made it almost impossible to work with these sacks.
There's a surprise.
So we had to wash them. And then we cut them into little pieces about the size of about 4 by 8 inches square. And we would dip those in plaster. And then we had to cover this whole steel framework with these little plaster pieces of burlap.
Well, John, your steel framework was sort of the shape of where you wanted it to end up.
Yeah, it was actually very close.
Okay,
but it was a little bit undersized.
Right, right.
And it gave us about 5 or 6 inches to add whatever we were going to add. Most of the The work was actually done in direct plaster.
Oh.
So it wasn't done in clay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So all over this structure, they had these little points sticking out. These little points stuck out about 5 or 6 inches. And at the end of that point, that indicated to us where the final modeling surface was going to be. Oh. See, we didn't have time to ever see the monument finished at one time. Because as we were working, as we were modeling, behind us came the mole people. Oh. So, you know, like we were trying to stay one step ahead of the mold makers. And then when the whole thing was done, then they would take the final mold, and it would be sent to the foundry. So it was never like I saw the piece all finished and I said, "Ah, there it is. That's the way I want it. Now make the molds." It wasn't that way at all. We didn't have the luxury of that time to do that.
Well, did it turn out okay?
Oh, it came out great.
There you go. See?
You know, that's like John is just on the phone again.
Yeah.
He passed away in January 2 years ago. But it's great to hear his voice again. And Jody, you were here in the studio when we did that radio show. Do you remember that?
I do very well. Yes, that was fun.
That was the week before the monument was dedicated at the airport. And that was such a big deal. We'll get back and talk about Shelby McGoffin in a minute. But the thing about the monument at the airport, what amazed me, I shot the video out there. It was a rainstorm when they drove out the major truck coming to the site, but before the dedication, there was a rainstorm coming. You see it coming down out of the mountains, kind of came right across where we were. They're going to put that thing up, and the long shot of that truck coming around a corner with that huge statue on it just blew me away. And we do have video of that. So that was a very impressive sight, and it's very impressive to see it now. The equestrian now at the airport.
It really is. It's a beautiful sight. And it represents the colonization, the expedition into New Mexico in 1598 that came right through El Paso. And that's why we're called El Paso del Norte, El Paso del Rio del Norte.
Well, that expedition named it. It named a city. It named a pass. And the pass became the name of the city.
And then
we get back to our other conversation briefly. You asked Melissa to comment on the McGoffin statue. Now, which McGoffin was this? Melissa?
I'm going to put it to Jody because she was heading that one up. Jody?
Well, it's Susan McGoffin, which she represents the prominent McGoffin family. In 1846, 1847, she was the first Anglo woman to travel from Independence, Missouri, down the Santa Fe Trail and into Mexico and right through El Paso, right where the monument sits now on Donovan Drive. And she was a newlywed 18-year-old married to this the McGoffin merchant. And she wrote this travel diary that's very beautifully written and studied in lots of colleges as part of their curriculum. But she gives a sparkling account of the beauties of the Southwest, and she really admired the Mexican culture, even in this time of war, because that was when it was part of the Mexican War, the Donovan expedition south. She just loved El Paso. And with her little dog, is it Bing? Or,
Ring.
What's the name of
it? It was Ring, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Ring.
Not a little dog. It was a greyhound. That's beside her on this monument. And it's at the Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan. And it's just beautiful. I really recommend everybody to go see it. And actually, Ethan Hauser did that one. That was his monument.
Beautiful statue.
His father let him do that second.
That worked out pretty good. That's a nice statue.
And it's in a nice place where you can sit and admire it and talk, you know, about it and read the relief on the wall that talks about Susan Shelby McGoffin and her history. And it's just, the kids love it. I mean, they all come for getting pictures with the statue. Kids are petting the dog. It's like, it's so
good. That's a great, and I'm glad it's a Keystone, and that's on the Camino Real.
Nice shady area.
we'll talk about Benito Juarez second hour mostly. But Kenna and Nancy, if you don't mind, talk about the rest of your list, because I see Lieutenant Flippers on it, Buffalo Soldier. You've got Francisco Tilagua, a war chief of the Pueblos.
Let me tell you that we could use another hour just to talk about Henry Flipper.
Oh.
And but I know we don't have the time. So, I mean, I am so excited about having Henry Flipper on our list. He was born a slave, and he was an African-American that graduated from West Point. And he was a Buffalo Soldier. And I don't know how many people know what a Buffalo Soldier is. Do you guys know what a Buffalo Soldier is?
Oh, yeah. After Civil War, they commissioned blacks to go into the Army. And they generally had a white officer from West Point come
exactly.
and run the regiment. Yes. And they were all black soldiers. But he ran it. He was a black soldier from West Point.
Yeah. He was the first
yes.
black soldier.
And, you know, do you know that he was, he left the Army with because he was charged, and he was, he became, like I was saying, he was charged with the court martial, and he left the Army.
He was framed.
He became good friends with Albert Fall. And he started working with him, and that's how he came to El Paso as a civil engineer.
Right.
And his descendants in 1994 asked for the charge to be overturned. And guess who gave him a pardon?
Clinton.
In 1999, Bill Clinton.
Yep.
He was the first ever posthumously approved a pardon by a president. So, I mean, his life is just amazing. So we are so proud to have him in our list to be, you know, commissioned as a monument in El Paso.
Nancy, can you talk about some of the other ones on here, Cabeza de Vaca?
Yes. Jody, do you want to talk about Cabeza de Vaca? Because Jody loves Cabeza de Vaca.
Estebanico the Black. Or Nancy,
okay,
I'm
Cabeza de Vaca and the Moroccan... Estebanico the Black. They were survivors of a Spanish shipwreck off the shores of Florida in 1527. They were the first Europeans to cross the North American continent.
They walked.
And Cabeza de Vaca also performed the first recorded surgical operation in 1535. So it took them 8 years from that shipwreck to cross our desert southwest. And De Vaca became a faith healer with the Native American tribes as they worked their way down into Mexico 8 years later. But his companion, the statuesque Estebanico, the two of them that survived this huge wreck crossed somewhere between the Big Bend and southeast of El Paso.
Yeah, they didn't come here exactly. You know, Jody, that's kind of like Coronado was never here, but he got the shopping center, the high school, the section of town. He was never here. It's kind of weird.
I know.
It's strange. All right, we got to take one more break here, ladies.
Those two figures were what John and his brother Nick Hauser, our historian, wanted as the first two monuments because they were the first ones, you know, in this area.
Oh, that's,
so we really want, they're high on our list also.
Well, that's just it. The 12 Travelers is going to do a lot of good for El Paso by putting history up that everyone can see.
Yeah.
And you've already done quite a bit with the three monuments you have up now. But we need to take a break here and come back and talk about more things. And we'll pull Nancy into this conversation eventually. I know we will. All right, back in a moment. But first of all, take a look at Facebook when you can and send us a message.
Yes, it is a message. We've got, Linda Goggin commented on, she likes the lamb because we've got a picture of the new coming statue of Benito Juarez, and he's with a little boy as a little boy and a lamb and as an adult. And we've got 5,310 people taking a look at that. So get in there, let us know, and give us a holler.
And we will tell you why the city across the river is named Juarez. Ah, how about that? All right, back in just a moment.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Jada Pinkett Smith, Gammy, and Willow. Three generations.
one family, telling it like it really is on the Red Table Talk podcast.
Every generation has a voice, and this is the table where all voices can share their truth.
Family, relationships, social issues, nothing is off the table. Because we are all going through something. The Red Table Talk podcast, presented by Facebook Watch and Westbrook Audio on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with CPAP? Now there's Inspire, the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with just the click of a button. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more.
When it comes to upgrading your furniture, there's only one place to go, Souder.com. Whether it's a new bookcase, desk, armoire, log on to Souder.com. It's ready-to-assemble furniture delivered right to your door with free shipping and affordable, too. Souder.com, spelled S-A-U-D-E-R.com.
iHeartRadio is the number one choice for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one. No one makes it easier to hear everything you love in one free app.
No other app gives you the all-in-one experience like they do.
iHeart, they did it.
I have my podcasts, my music. Why would I pay for multiple apps?
Are people still paying for podcasts?
It's pretty incredible.
It has everything.
Did I mention it's free?
If you're not one of the tens of millions who have the app, download iHeartRadio for free today and start listening.
iHeartRadio.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got to talk about more 12 travelers. In the meantime, I want to let you know about the El Paso Archaeological Society. Now, the Museum of Archaeology is closed. They've got some great exhibits out there, including Paleo-Indian hunters of the Americas 12,000 years ago. They've got a mastodon being cooked by some dudes. Well, they're catching them first.
Yeah.
But that's only
barbecue.
A baby. That's a baby. And they said if they built a full-size mastodon, it wouldn't fit in the building.
Oh, that's
just
sure.
Anyways, but if nothing else, get a hold of the newsletter for E-Pass. They got some great history in there. And you can call up this person here. Let's ring up their phone. Peter Condon, 491-2363. 491-2363. Hey, they're talking about you on the radio, Peter. Anyway, so you got a Keystone moment there.
Yeah, Keystone Heritage Park is now back open, and we want you to come out and see the Gardens of Wetland. Get out and get some fresh air and walk around. It's easy for people to use. It's handicap accessible. And we're open from 9 a.m. to sunset, and the cost is $2 for adults and $1 for children. And I kind of bring that up because we're all volunteers that run this park and built this park, and we don't have anybody there to man the gates to take your money, but we have an Iron Ranger, a container that you can put your money in when you walk in the gates, and people haven't been doing that. And these fees do help us keep the garden open as we get no financial support from the city, and right now we can only rent the gardens out to very small groups, so we're lacking a lot of income. So please visit our website at KeystoneHeritagePark.com, and you can come out and see Susan Shelby McGoffin, the statue there. Plus, we got other great artworks in the gardens also.
That's nice plants out there.
Yeah.
And do you have a thing to put money in?
Yes, we do. It's an Iron Ranger. It's right at the front gate when you walk in.
Drop a 50 on them, somebody. Make them happy. Anyway, all right, Kenna Ramirez, Jody Schwartz, Nancy Hal. Nancy, we haven't talked to you enough. Give us a preview of Benito Juarez, because that's what we're going to talk about next hour mostly.
Well, he is such an inspiration for an indigenous Zapotec Indian who did not even speak Spanish as a child and who lost his parents at age 3 to end up as president of Mexico is nothing short of miraculous.
He started a very young kid going walking miles and miles just to learn to read, apparently.
He left his hometown, which was just a little village of about 400, when he was 12 years old and walked 60 kilometers from his village to the city of Oaxaca, where his sister was a housekeeper. And while he was there, a bookbinder noticed his intelligence, even as a child, Antonio Salanueva. And he just kind of took young Benito in, realizing his potential, and paid for his education. First, he was sent to school to be for the priesthood, but later he was actually more interested in law and science. And so he ended up getting a law degree.
And we'll talk further in the second hour about how he ended up having a city named after him, because that that's a huge deal that he did what he did. The thing about the 12 Travelers, I'm talking more generally for a moment here, the 12 Travelers Memorial is something that people should support. Kenna or Jody, someone, give us an email or a phone number if somebody wants to help you out financially. How do they do that?
Actually, we do have a website and a way to donate. Nancy is a treasurer.
Ah.
Nancy, do you want to go ahead and give that information?
Yes. Go to 12travelers.org, and you can donate with your credit card. Or if you'd like to prefer sending a check, our P.O. box is on our website. It's 12464. Zip code 79913. And so those are the two ways that you can donate right now.
A couple of million-dollar checks would do you some good, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You will. That'd be great.
Well, there's another lottery coming. I'll help you out if I hit the lottery. How's that? But the thing about this project, it has been done by grassroots. Jody, you were in on the raising of the funds way back to the McKee Foundation was big in helping out, were they not?
Yes, they were with the equestrian. They gave $390,000, which was incredible. And then our little volunteer group we raised, with including that money, $1,200,000, and then the airport paid the rest to come up to almost $2 million. The equestrian monument, yeah. But raising money, it's the hard thing to do. But if you're excited, believe in the project, which I do, and everybody on our board did. We managed to do that for the three monuments, actually. So now we're doing the same thing with Benito Juarez. We're just as excited about him, and especially that he can be at the Chamizal. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah, next hour.
And I wanted to say one more thing, talking about future monuments that we have on our list. We want the founders of the Isleta del Sur Pueblo, the Pueblo Revolt of 1680, the tribal war captain, Bartolo Pique. And so they established the Pueblo really 200 years before the incorporation of El Paso.
Oh, yeah, way back then.
And they're still preserving the traditions and customs of the community. And it's the oldest Native American community in Texas.
It is.
So, of course, it has to be a monument also.
It does. And the whole thing about the Tiguas, they are resilient, to say the least.
Yeah.
And they've been around for a very long time. It's a very interesting history that they have. I managed to work for them on a couple of videos, so I got to know some of them personally and individually. And Jody, you may have also. I know Nick Hauser did, because Nick was one of the people that came to El Paso by invitation to Tom Diamond to check out this group of Indians that he found. Tom Diamond found them on a land grant as he was buying land for the state of Texas to put in I-10. And he said, what is this land grant with this Indian crowd? There's no Indians here. So he went looking into them, and sure enough, there were. And he hired Nick Hauser to come in as an anthropologist, to come in and look at this history. Who are these people? And it was Nick Hauser, John's brother, the artist's brother, who structured who these people were to help them become recognized in Texas and federally as a tribe of the Pueblos. And the problem was Lincoln recognized all the Pueblos in New Mexico when the Civil War was about to hit the fan, but he neglected on purpose the Tiguas down here in this slave state of Texas. That's what happened. That's how the Tiguas were never recognized. Isn't that weird?
We still have Nick Hauser on our board.
Oh, good.
And he is our historian.
Well, we'll talk further next hour with his nephew, Ethan. We're expecting Ethan to join us next hour. Ladies, put yourself on hold. We'll be back after the news. And, Melissa, you're not going anywhere.
No, I'm just sitting here fighting my computer as usual.
But this is interesting stuff.
Well, I'm listening. That's a good thing, so it keeps me from wanting to strangle my computer.
See you next hour. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself.